With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. The American Civil Liberties Union of Montana wants the state's top elected officials to shield Montanans from aggressive federal immigration policy. Edward O'Brien has more.
ACLU wants Montana's Governor Steve Bullock, Attorney General Tim Fox, and its entire congressional delegation to stem what it says are immigration-related human rights violations happening right here in Montana. ACLU's Executive Director, Caitlin Borgman.
Current ICE and Customs and Border Patrol enforcement is subjecting immigrants, people of color, and indigenous people to racial profiling and inhumane treatment in a number of ways.
According to Borgman, that includes aggressive raids, inappropriate detentions, and administrative abuse.
We also have law enforcement agencies cooperating with federal immigration officials by holding people in traffic stops, for example, and if their immigration status is suspect, then they're being held until ICE can come and detain them.
ACLU reports one of its own staffers was racially profiled in a traffic stop back in May. The organization sent letters Monday to all of Montana's top elected officials encouraging them to end collaboration with federal immigration agencies. The full list of demands can be found on our website at mtpr.org. MTPR requested comment from all of the state's top officials Monday. Senator John Tester's spokeswoman, Marnay Banks, says Tester's working to secure the northern and southern borders. She adds, quote, he expects due process and respect for human rights, and he believes comprehensive and bipartisan immigration reform is the best way to tackle those tough issues, end quote. The governor's spokeswoman, Rania Abel, says Bullock believes recent immigration enforcement activities are atrocious, but, quote, there are no state resources under Bullock's administration being used to separate or detain immigrant families, and we continue to carefully review and monitor federal immigration enforcement activities in the state, end quote. Attorney General Fox, Senator Steve Daines, and Congressman Greg Gianforte did not respond by deadline Monday. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.